Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
So my name is Alessandra Rigano. I'm from Montreal, Quebec. And I'm a reporter for Radio Canada CBC.
Very cool. Yeah. So let's go backwards in time. Mm-hmm. When did you get into journalism?
Oh, well, it was about a little bit more than 10 years ago. Before that, I used to be a contemporary dancer.
Okay.
So I wanted to dance professionally. I did that for a few years. But I started writing, I always liked writing about arts and culture, so I started doing that, and I got a job as a journalist, more in a media and a marketing specialized magazine.
Okay.
And that's how I started writing, and I really loved it. Mm. And at a certain point in my career, I decided that I preferred writing than dancing.
Well, okay.
I felt like I was ready for a shift, so I decided to apply for Radio Canada and CBC. I almost came here, actually, in Edmonton.
Really?
Well, here.
Yeah, like in Alberta.
In the province.
Yeah.
So, but didn't work out, but yeah. Still, that's how I became a journalist.
Okay, so did you have to go to school for that initially, or?
I have a bachelor in marketing, communication marketing, so
okay.
It was related, but yes. I didn't do like any particular, I didn't do a bachelor in journalism.
Right. And so, as a dancer though, like when you say my sister actually is a tap dancer and she mm-hmm. like has taught around the world actually. Uh-huh. So with your dancing career, where did that take you?
I did a lot of workshops in Europe especially. So, and in New York City, I went to Vancouver as well.
Okay.
I went to Berlin, also Vienna, where it's a big hub. There's a big festival in dance, in contemporary dance there. It's amazing.
Okay.
People from all over the world that come there to dance together, and there are shows, and it's a big festival. I went to Spain too.
Okay.
So yeah, I met a lot of people around the world. It's amazing. That's the best part of it, I think.
That's very cool. And so were you in a dance crew, or is there a troupe? Like, how did this transpire?
Yeah, I did a lot of like little projects here and there. Mm-hmm. So I got hired as a like backup dancers for more like commercial shows. I also danced for the troupes, the little companies.
Mm.
I did my own work too with other dancers, choreographers, and we played in theater, but it was always by projects. I wished I could do like could have like a big career and like work for a company, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Still got a lot from this.
Oh, you got lots. You have stories for years, I'm assuming.
Probably.
No doubt. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So did your parents like put you in dance at an early age?
No, my parents didn't. Well, my mother didn't mind, but my father was kind of anxious about me dancing, because at 16 I told him like I want to be a dancer, and he's like, this is not a good career plan.
Okay.
Yeah, economically it was, and it's very difficult on a financial level. Like, people don't make a lot of money with arts. So I think he was very preoccupied by that.
Mm-hmm.
So I put myself into dance.
At 16 years old?
Well, they paid for the classes, but as soon as I got out of high school, which ends at around 17 years old, in Quebec, I started paying for my lessons and for my professional degree as well.
Wow, yeah. That's incredible. Like, yeah. Most dancers I know start at a very young age and their parents kind of put them into it. So at 16, you just had like something internally that said, I want to move.
But I danced a little bit before the gymnastics too, so
yeah.
It was related, but it was later.
That's really cool. Yeah. Neat. So then you move on to, and now you're a writer.
Yeah, I'm a journalist. So I started writing as a journalist, but now in Radio Canada, we do like, we are on camera, we talk on the radio, we write as well. So I started my career in Moncton.
Oh, I love Moncton.
New Brunswick.
Yeah.
And then I stayed there for a year, and then I was recruited by RAD, the team that I work now. I work for now.
Okay.
So I've been there for a few years already, like almost 7.
Okay.
And yeah, that's it.
And do you get to pick your shows? Like, how did you find me, for example? Like, how did that all transpire?
So I didn't find you. It's my colleague, Florence, who found you.
Oh, big shout out to you.
On your podcast, actually.
Yeah.
So we're here because the federal elections are going to be coming soon.
Mm.
And we wanted to have a different perspective in Canada. Because if we watch the news in Quebec, of course, we have a lot more opinions that come from Quebec. So we wanted to know like how people think elsewhere in Canada. So I have a team that's going, so there's a team of my colleagues that went to Northern Ontario in an Indigenous community to know how they're doing. Another reporter went in Brampton, so because there's a lot of immigrants and tension there. That's what I understood. And we're coming here because we don't hear your voice often in Quebec. So we wanted to know like more like what's your preoccupations, how's life here, what's your political views. So that's why, and we wanted to have like a human perspective.
Very cool.
So that's why, and when we found you, I'm like, oh, it seems like he knows a lot like about Fort McMurray and how life is here, and so you can talk on behalf of some of the citizens here.
I'm gonna talk your ear off today. But getting back to you, so that's really interesting. So this job obviously takes you all around the country.
Yeah, well, not on a, like, it's kind of special. We don't get to, people are all around the country to cover stories, but us, like, it's the first time that we travel with our team.
Oh,
so we
cool.
were really excited to come here and to talk to people that we never met, so.
Fort McMurray is a great choice for that.
Yeah. Oh, we're super friendly up here. You guys are going to have a great time.
Did we make a good choice?
Oh, yeah, you made a great choice. Yeah? Okay. 100%.
You would be hard-pressed to find somebody who tells you they don't love it here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, once you come out here and you live out here, like, it's a spot. It's really a spot.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I'll ask people, like, why do you love Fort McMurray? And all of them say the same thing, because it's a supportive community that's great with families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Facts. So you were saying you don't get to be on camera very often.
Oh yeah, I'm on camera, but I'm just we let people be more on camera than like I'm the reporter, so I ask questions.
Yeah.
I can do like little I don't know, let me say that. Sorry, English is my second language. So
I butchered and it's my first.
I was gonna say me too, and I don't have a first.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna talk through the video story to. Mm-hmm. Like tell like why I'm meeting you.
Yeah.
But and I'm gonna be on camera. But I write as well. I'm on camera. I sometimes do radio shows, but not that often these days.
Pretty diverse.
Yeah.
Right on. So with this one, did you get a pick coming to Fort McMurray, or did you pitch the idea of Fort McMurray? How did that work out?
So both. We knew we wanted to come in Alberta, or at least to cover some, like a story on the west side of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So we had different options, and then because we came here in 2019, my colleague came here.
Okay.
I think the economy was really different. The situation here was different, and he did another kind of video story. But I did some research, and we wanted to talk to people who live out of oil and gas sector and how the oil and gas sector was implicated in their life or in their community.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to some of some journalists outside of Quebec, of course, that are in Calgary or Edmonton, and they told me like, well, I think you should go to Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
So that's why we came here.
Very cool.
Well, so listen, yes, we did pick.
There you go. I love it. Well, listen, Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's ready for his segment called the Max City Minute, brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Thank you, Carrie, for your ongoing support. So, Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one for you today. If you had to describe yourself as a breakfast food, what would you be?
I would say I'd be like a... I don't know. How do you say crepe in English? Like
grape? Yeah.
Grape. Nutella. Yeah. I love Nutella.
Okay.
Question number two. What is one movie or TV show you could watch over and over?
Gilmore Girls.
Banger.
Yeah.
Question number three. What is one item you take when you travel that you find essential?
Sanitizer.
Valid.
Yeah.
Question number four. What was your favorite favorite childhood toy and why?
I loved actually. Well, a toy. What was that? I think it was my little like kitchenette. I used to pretend I was a waitress. Which I did. I did wait tables a lot.
There you go.
Followed your dreams.
I followed my dreams.
Yeah. And your final question. This one's a crowd favorite. Uh-huh. If you could domesticate one animal, what animal would you choose?
That one's going to be boring. I have a dog and I love my dog. I would pick that.
Fair enough.
That's not a bad answer.
Those have been your five questions.
There we go. So what's it like growing up in Quebec?
I've grown up in Quebec, so I have nothing else to compare to.
That's right. That's.
But I remember the seasons are really very present. Like we here, like we have winter, so and then spring, and so I think as a child, it was really I remember living through the seasons, doing things outside in winter, enjoying going for swimming in the summer. But how is it? I don't know. I grew up in Montreal, which is a very multicultural city. So for me, that's my childhood, is having people, friends that come from everywhere, almost everywhere in the world. So that would, I think, define my childhood.
Did you grow up in a Montreal is a city, in Fort McMurray, we're a city, but it's much smaller. did you grow up in an apartment in a neighborhood, in homes, what was that childhood like?
It was an apartment, we call it duplex. We had an apartment in on the ground floor. That's where we grew up, and we were lucky. We had we had access to outside in cool in French. I'm sorry, I'm speaking French a lot.
That's okay.
Sense.
It is your first language.
Yeah. So, and we had, I remember having a lot of, I have two brothers, having a lot of fun playing with them in the basement, because our parents gave us the basement. We had had a lot of space to play and have imagining stories, so.
Undeveloped basement or developed basement?
Developed, so it was finished.
Nice, I had a friend who had an undeveloped basement, and those were fun because you could do anything and you could destroy it. But then when you had a basement that was developed, then it was softer and warmer. Mm-hmm. So did your basement become the hangout for you and your friends? Oh, cool.
It was finished basement, but still it was our space. Mm-hmm. So we could do anything. We could have tents everywhere, and if it was a mess, it was okay. So we had a lot of freedom in our house.
So, nice. Yeah. And so where do you fall with the three of you in regards to eldest, youngest, middle?
I'm the eldest.
You're the eldest?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So what's the age range between your brothers and you then?
So we are 2 years different, a little less than 2 years different.
Okay. Yeah. So it's I have three. I'm the eldest, and then I have my brother and then my sister. Mm-hmm. So did you hang out with your younger siblings a lot?
Yes, we do. We're very close.
Okay.
For us, family is very important. So we see each other every week. And now we have kids, so we want to want them to play together and make them understand that family is important.
So that's awesome.
We do. We see each other very quite often, and we have messenger groups. That's gonna betray my age.
Yeah.
So Yeah, we talk a lot. We send pictures, so we're very close. But of course, my brothers, they hang out together a bit more because
right.
I think they have more activities related friends as well. But
right.
we're very close.
That's super
are you?
Cool. Oh yeah, me and my siblings are close now. When uh-huh. we grew up, not so much.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's funny, we lived under the same house or same roof. Me and my brother are only like 14 months apart, I think. Mm-hmm. And my sister and me are 4 years difference.
Okay.
So yeah, we all grew up together and we're cordial. My mom like really like instilled like hang out with your brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I was just a little bit too cool for school when we grew up.
Okay.
But when we became adults, yeah, thank you. When we became adults, that's when we really started to hang out. So yeah, my brother still lives here in Fort McMurray, has moved back to Fort McMurray, which is awesome. And my sister and her family live down in Edmonton, which is close for us. Yeah, as you found out with your drive, not so close.
Yes, not but, so close, but yeah. I can imagine that people are used to travel a lot here.
Oh, yeah.
So taking the car drive to Edmonton doesn't seem like
yeah.
something that's really
it's standard.
It's standard. We do it for
yeah.
a weekend.
We literally can do yeah. that while driving.
Yeah, like yeah. a 40-minute drive across Edmonton is like leisure.
Yeah.
Like, it's 5 hours is just what we have to do to
mm-hmm.
get to an airport.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Or spend $500 more in flights just to get to Edmonton.
Yeah. So, like, we're really big into music, and as a dancer, you must obviously like music somewhat.
Yes.
So, what kind of music do you like to listen to in your leisure?
So, that's really weird, but I have kids, so sometimes I'm like, silence is so good.
You're one of these moms.
Yeah.
I don't understand this concept
like,
for the life of
yes.
me. Okay, please elaborate.
Yeah, so, my boyfriend is gonna put music, so maybe I should call him to know like what music I listen to.
Yeah.
But, so
call
I don't,
him right now if you want.
No.
Legitimately.
Yeah.
But so if I'm honest, now I'm listening to the Lion King soundtrack.
Okay.
But
banger.
Moana as well. Bling Bling is a huge success at home, so
okay.
we listen to that a lot. So that's basically what I listen to.
Okay.
But I really don't. I'm like, I love silence, really, a lot.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a common theme with moms.
Yes.
Like, we've asked the music question a bunch because
mm-hmm.
it's a good insight. But yeah, moms just like to get in there and they're like just...
Yeah.
Silence, wild. So Disney is a big thing for you right now then?
Yes. Classics.
Let's talk about it. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I recently watched Moana,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't a classic when I was young, when I was a child.
Right.
And I loved it. Honestly,
mm-hmm.
this is my coup de cœur in French, I would say.
Okay.
At the moment, when I was younger, I really loved The Lion King.
Yeah.
Although it's really, like, so sad.
Oh,
when the dad
it's heartbreaking.
Dies. Yes.
All of the Disney movies are heartbreaking.
I don't know why the dad always dies. Like, not always, but a lot. I'm like, now that I'm making it watch to my kid, I'm like, am I going to explain that to him? Like, it's kind of, yeah, so, but yeah, I would say The Lion King is a classic for me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bambi starts off with just from the get-go.
Yes.
Any movie with a dog is usually heartbreaking too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Disneyland or
no.
Disney World?
No.
Never. Oh.
No. Yeah, have you?
Yeah, and we might be...
Yeah.
Like, this episode will air well after the fact, and
yeah.
maybe nobody sees it in that time, but we might be planning a Disney trip as we talk right
wow.
now.
Wow.
So...
Will it be... You have one kid, right?
I have one
oh,
kid,
yeah,
but no,
will,
it's not for him.
He will be at home.
He will be at home.
Really? No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so...
How can you do that?
It's gonna happen.
It's a group of full-grown adults trying to really enjoy
wow.
their time at Disney without...
But you know,
yeah.
I haven't been to Disney, and
yeah.
sometimes I'm like, I have to, like, enjoy
well,
it first myself, because
yeah.
if I'm with younger kids, they cannot access to all of the...
Yeah, you
like,
won't do anything you
no,
want to do.
No, I'm like... That's impossible. I haven't had that chance when I was a child, so it's my turn first.
Yeah.
Be selfish. Do it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it'll
yeah.
teach your kids resilience.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, your kids are so blessed in other ways. They can
yeah.
take an
yeah.
L now and then, now
yeah.
again. Yeah, no, we're planning a trip because there's a music festival or concert that we're going to be heading down to
yeah.
in Orlando.
There's a music festival in Orlando. And if you're in Orlando...
Okay.
Are you just not gonna go to Disney World?
Okay, so you're going to Orlando,
yeah.
not Like, this is your primary, like...
Well, the primary was to go to a festival.
Yes.
And then we started telling people, like, yo, we'll tie the Disneyland trip in there, sure, make it, like, part one, part two. Mm-hmm. And then part one, which turned into the Disney trip, kind of hijacked the whole plan.
Yeah,
everybody got real excited about Disneyland. And now we're just like, well, we're excited about the festival, but Disneyland for the win.
It started off with a festival in Disney because we were there, and now it's turned into Disney and a festival because we're there.
Yeah. At least you have an excuse for your kid. I'm like, I'm going to a festival, a music festival.
That's
not
right.
Disney is just like...
It's just in the backyard. Yeah. And like for work, a component of what we do outside of the podcast is throw...
EDM events.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's research. It's research.
Yeah.
So... When you're traveling around the world, mm-hmm, how is your eating? Like, that's what I always wonder when I see reporters. Like, like you must have, like, Tanner tapped his watch. You don't get to answer that question. I'm really sorry. We're out of time.
Oh.
So, but listen, but before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I'm going to do a plug to Florence, who's working with me. We traveled together. And we've been working for, like, a few months together. So, yeah. Big shout out to Flo.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Want to give a big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.